MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting with Isaac Odendoe, he's Old Mutual Wealth Investment Strategist. Isaac, appreciate the time. It's been a wild week for oil. It's been a wild year. I mean, I'm reminded that we started the year around $60 for Brent. We hit almost 120 on Monday. It's come back. Who knows where it'll go? But I want to touch on oil and inflation first. In a recent note, you talk around sort of $10 of movement in the oil price is about 0.4% of inflation.
Yeah, so that's sort of a rule of thumb internationally, which suggests, you know, that if the oil price has gone up $20-$30, you know, that adds an additional maybe 1% to inflation over and above what we would have expected this year. But importantly, that is just the temporary immediate impact. And that is not necessarily what is going to matter in terms of long-term market movements or how central banks respond. To put it differently, you know, if the oil price goes up from 60, as you mentioned, all the way to 100, but it stays at 100 for 12 months, you know, then oil is still going to be ridiculously expensive. But after 12 months, the inflation rate, the year-on-year inflation rate, falls down to zero. And that is, so in other words, the immediate impact of oil prices on inflation is temporary.
And is that what, I mean, so central banks, because we've got FOMC there next week, we've got our own MPC the week after that. Is that the view that they will take? In other words, let's be a little bit cautious. Yes, we might have some inflation coming, but it's not a demand-driven issue at all, and it will work its way through the system.
Absolutely. It's not a demand-driven situation. This is absolutely a supply shock. They can't do anything about it. They can't go and look for their own oil anywhere. They can't open the Strait of Hormuz. So what they're going to do is they're just going to monitor the situation. Of course, what they care about is the so-called second-round effect, which is, do other companies use higher input costs from oil and fuel to raise their prices? To put it very simply, if you know, pick and pay that must transport goods all over the country from warehouse to store, do they increase the price of milk and chocolates and baby food because diesel costs have gone up? And if the answer is yes, you know, then we have a second round effect. Then the Reserve Bank starts becoming interested. If the answer is no, then you know, they can look through this event. And I think that's also where they will argue that inflation expectations matter, because if people believe that ultimately inflation returns to 3%, people being both consumers and businesses, then again, this can be a temporary shock. Everyone understands it's going to be temporary and understand that things will get back to around 3%. And then once again, there's no need for them to raise interest rates in response to higher CPI numbers.
Yeah. What we do have, as I said, our MPC announcement on the 26th, it was widely expected that they would cut another 25 points. That must surely be off the table, just out of, you know, just out of an abundance of caution, though.
Correct. Yeah, they're not going to move in this kind of environment with Iran jumping around as much as it is. So much uncertainty internationally. Don't know how the war is going to play out. So yes, I think central banks everywhere, including the Fed, probably just sit still for now. And then we'll see. I think if things settle down in the Gulf, and again, nobody knows, things settle down and the oil price pulls back to, you know, somewhere in the 70s, 80s, I think that's, you know, that's not a crisis level. And then ultimately petrol prices will stabilize again. And then I think we can talk about the resumption of the rate cutting cycle in South Africa. Of course, in the US, it's a different story because they, unlike South Africa, where inflation has been low, they have had sticky inflation over the last couple of months. So they were going to be in a bit of a dilemma anyway, because you have stickiness in the inflation rate, plus you have what seems to be a very soft labor market. So their dual mandate was already being pulled into different directions. And of course, they're getting a new chairman. So all kinds of complications for the Fed.
The Fed is, IMPC, I suppose, in some sense, has an easier job. It is that Fed. And I mean, we go back to Jackson Hole last year, Jerome Powell's speech there. He did seem to suggest he was erring on the side of jobs and therefore focusing on that. But of course, he hadn't anticipated a potential threat to inflation. I mean, it really does put them in the classic rock and a hard place, which then almost suggests the easy move is to sit in your hands.
Yeah, I think the natural response is just going to be to sit and wait, and then assess how it plays out. Yeah. And again, you know, during the course of the year, maybe second half of the year, nothing, you know, things have calmed down. I think maybe they will have more confidence to ease. I mean, again, I think they will, if they have to choose between the labor market and inflation at this stage of the game, I think they will focus on the labor market. Inflation is elevated, so it's uncomfortable for them. But I think ultimately they will probably say that the bigger risk here is that we have a rise in the unemployment rate. And so, from that point of view, I would imagine that rate cuts later this year are still on the cards, provided that the conflict subsides, the Strait of Hormuz opens up, oil prices stabilize somewhat. You know, and that's a big if. We simply don't know how that is playing out.
Yeah, I take that 100%. We have no idea how it's going to play out. We leave it there as a Golden Dollar Mutual Wealth Investment Strategist. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.